Hello.
Hello.
Can you tell me about how you came to Dodge City and why you're here?
I came here because I love this country, and I came here to see my sister. I was in Mexico, and I came crossing the river, Rio Bravo. Was dangerous, was hard, but I came here because the life is better than my country. It's a blessed country. This is a blessed country. I love this country. I find good job. I have a good life here because now I can help the people. When the people has problem, they ask me what they need to do for X problem, and can I help them? 1 year ago, can I get my documents? I had a problem in domestic violence. Can I get my documents to be legal in this country? I'm grateful with God, and I'm grateful with the government because they can help me to be legal in this country.
So was your domestic violence situation in Mexico or in the United States?
Here in the United States.
And so you were able, you crossed from Mexico, you took the dangerous path of crossing the river to come here, and then you had a problem with domestic violence.
Yes.
So you were able to overcome both that dangerous trip and then the dangerous living situation.
Yes.
And now you have a good job and
yes,
good documents and a good life.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about the people in Dodge City in Southwest Kansas?
Oh, the people is good people. They have a good education. In Mexico, you can find the people and the people don't say hello. Sometimes the people, they may make angry if you see the people, and the people ask you, why you see me? In this country, no. In this state, no. That city is good people, great people.
How did you learn such good English?
How? I studied English in bright beginnings. I was there for 2 years, and the next level, I came to the college, community college.
Mm-hmm. And do you speak English in your job every day?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for sharing your personal story with High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club.